that specific.
We're better to come to hear what these midterm elections are all about than one of the biggest public political events in the country here in Austin, in Texas. It's where the public can come to meet some of their elected officials and also hear from panels on all of the big issues facing America today. So what are the topics that people are going to be voting on?
I would say it's immigration and its economic impacts. It's a political moment of extreme crisis. It drives our economy, it drives the voting, and I think it's going to drive the election.
The security of the Mexico-U.S. border has also become one of the big issues. Some Republicans have even expressed concerns Islamic State fighters are coming through it. El Paso's Democrat Congressman Beto O'Rourke told me those fears were unjustified.
This rhetoric of a dangerous border plays really well in elections and campaigns in other parts of the country. And yet the border has never been safer by any demonstrable metric. And yet politically it's profitable to say otherwise.
The most important issue for me is the expansion of Medicaid to cover many people who can't get health insurance. We have the highest rate of uninsured people in the country, and that is very sad and very depressing.
The reason Democrats are in such peril of losing is because Obamacare hangs like an albatross around their neck.
Republicans, like one man being tipped to be a future president, Senator Ted Cruz, say it'll soon be very clear the president's attempt to make health care affordable has only benefited the opposition.
I believe we are 45 days away from an historic victory for Republicans in November.
Thanks for coming to this Women's Health panel. I think that we're running at the same time as Ted Cruz.
In any U.S. election, attention is still paid to a candidate's position on abortion. In Texas, a law passed a year ago has meant more than half of abortion clinics have closed. Politicians fighting on a platform to save them, like Democrat State Representative Dawna Dukes, are in the minority.
We have fought for this right to make our own medical decisions, and then someone is going to come and take it away from us. But these same people will stand up, and they will say, over my dead body shall you take away my gun, and nor shall you be able to have the right to regulate a law on my gun, but yet they will regulate a law on my uterus.
A break from the tough panel discussions and big politician interviews at the Texas Festival was opportunity to talk to more people over their hot dogs and tortillas and tapas about the most pressing issue for them. One subject just edged out all of the many others.
Education.
I think education is always the most important issue.
Education certainly comes to mind. Education.
Higher education and the cost of getting to school.
It's the focus of the campaign to be Texas governor of Democrat rising star Wendy Davis.
If we want to create a 21st century future economy, we have to do it by investing and making sure that we have the workforce who can fill the jobs of tomorrow.
One final overarching theme that dominates is the deadlock there's been in Washington over almost all the issues we've mentioned. Thanks to a Republican majority in the House of Representatives and a Democrat one in the Senate, where Texas Senator John Cornyn is the chief minority whip.
What the American people are telling us, certainly my constituents in Texas, is that they want us to work together. I do think we can, and we will. It's going to take new leadership, particularly in the Senate, because the Senate has become extraordinarily dysfunctional.
In 45 days' time, what is the Senate going to look like?
I think we'll have a thin Republican majority.
And for all the talk about the issues, what for many these midterm elections are really about is the 6 seats Republicans like John Cornyn need to take the Senate. In control of both houses of Congress, they could make life even harder for the president and for the presumed candidate to succeed him in the big one in 2016, Hillary Clinton.